but I would discuss the issue of hearing Havdalah over the phone. This is really a question that could arise with anyone, but most commonly arises with older women who are not going to make Havdalah for themselves and don't necessarily have anybody in proximity who will make Havdalah for them. And there are many cases in which they simply hear Havdalah every week over the phone from one of their sons. So is a person Yotzei this way or not? This is the subject of a Machlokes HaPoskim, which really relates to a general question about whether it's considered to be halakhically hearing something if you hear it through a electronic device. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva about microphones, a situation where you would not be able to hear somebody without the microphone. So he argues very forcefully that one is not Yotze. This is not called hearing in halakha. And obviously the same would apply to telephones for sure. Why is that? So he says, it's a completely different process. When I say something and you hear it, so I create sound waves which go to you. You pick up those sound waves and your brain makes sense of that information. When you hear it through a microphone or through a telephone, and the same, by the way, would apply to a conventional hearing aid, which is basically just a small microphone. So he says, it's a different process. I create sound waves. Those sound waves are received by the device, which then translates it into an electrical impulse, which is, by the way, how you're able to talk to someone from across the world over the phone without lag time. It's an electrical impulse that can travel at the speed of light. And that electrical impulse is then converted back into a sound wave, which matches the original sound wave. But who created this sound wave? The device, not a person. It's not a person talking right now. The person said something. That's a matter. That's a thing of the past. And now the device is creating a sound which mimics the sound of the person. It's like hearing Havdalah or any other bracha or Kriyas HaMegillah from a tape recorder. So certainly one would not be Yotzei. You could be Yotzei through another person. You cannot be Yotzei through a machine. So therefore, you definitely would not be able to be Yotzei anything. Not only that, he goes further and he claims that you would not even be able to say Amen to a bracha that you hear over the phone or over a microphone if you wouldn't have been able to hear the person without the microphone. Why is that? So really, we pass in la'alacha that even if you don't hear a bracha, but you know what bracha was said and when it was said, and you're not chayiv in that bracha right now, you can answer Amen. That's based on the famous Gemara about this shul in Alexandria, which was so large and so many people that not everyone could hear, and they'd wave handkerchiefs to tell people when to say Amen. But since they knew which bracha they were answering to, that was sufficient. Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that's only in a case like Alexandria where there was a tzibur and you were part of it. So you are drawn after the tzibur. But in this case, you're not part of a tzibur. Certainly if you're hearing something over the phone, you're not part of that tzibur. And therefore, you wouldn't even be allowed to answer Amen to a bracha here over the phone. It should be noted that although many poskim accept Rav Shlomo Zalman's basic psak, they don't necessarily accept this part of it about answering Amen. Rav Avadya Yosef, for example, is convinced that you can answer Amen to anything here over the phone, over the radio, as long as it's live. You're not necessarily considered to be hearing it, but you certainly know that a bracha was said. You know which bracha was said, and there's no reason you wouldn't be able to answer Amen. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself in the Tshuva notes, in a footnote, that he spoke about this with the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish wasn't convinced by this argumentation. And basically, the Svara is, what's the difference between regular talking and this? In regular talking, I say something, you hear it right away. So too over here, even if you're hearing it through a device, the fact that it gets changed in an imperceptible way, from a sound wave back to an electrical impulse, back to a sound wave, that's not something I can even see, it's not something I can even sense. As far as I'm concerned, you said something, I heard it, I heard your voice, and it was instantaneous, and it was all caused, the chain reaction was caused by the person who's saying it. So therefore the Chazon Ish says, Efshar, that you're Yotzei. When the Chazon Ish says it's Efshar, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, as Das Note, he is not 100%, but he thinks probably you are Yotzei. He has a tshuva about this case, about Havdalah over the phone. So he says, if there's no way for the person to hear Havdalah in person, of course you should hear it over the phone. And what Rav Moshe Feinstein says as Note, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank just takes as a given that you're Yotzei. So this really is a dispute about whether you can be Yotzei in this fashion or not. The common minhag certainly is not to rely on being able to be Yotzei something over the phone or over a microphone if you wouldn't be able to hear the person without the microphone, in accordance with the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. However, in a case where there's no other option, so certainly one would want to go ahead and to hear at least over the phone and be Yotzei according to some opinions. Certainly it should be noted that in a case like this, although we generally do have a preference for women to hear Havdalah from a man, if the only option is to hear it over the phone, it would definitely be preferable for her to say it by herself. The Mikra Din, we certainly do hold that a woman can make Havdalah for herself. In a situation where that's not possible, so at least according to the view of some of the other Gedolei Poskim, she'll be Yotzei, although Shlomo Zalman is very forceful and claims that if you understand the Metzius, there's no way you can say that that you're Yotzei. Nonetheless, at least in this fashion, a person would be able to be Yotzei according to some opinions. Have a wonderful day, and Mincha today.